Rob Muhammad in a God context. He finally resolved that problem by telling us that Allah is God. And in the last years of his life, he said, God will do this for you. God will do that. He used God more in the last years of his life, in the last year of his life, than he used it in the whole history of his leadership. That was to tell his people that not Farad Muhammad, God. Because Farad Muhammad was only a tool of divine providence. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was only a tool of divine providence. But in the whole scene, we see a continuity. We see a continuation. We see a movement toward excellence. A movement toward excellence, as well as a movement toward self-destruction. Seems as though self-destruct was popped into it, so that certain kind of power would destroy itself. But as that thing self-destructs, a phoenix bird rises up out of the dust. A new life. A new life. And that new life, it comes with all of the beautiful feathers of the excellence of the past. The new bird says, we want economic dignity. We want to continue the movement up from waste and shame to the dignity that our hearts move us toward. Same voice. We want a people that will be clean internally and externally. A people that will be just. A people that will be self-respecting. A people that will be thrifty. Progressive. Is that right? Same voice. But with the instance of self-destruct, racism was left back. Corruption of religion was left back. Religion came out pure. The social consciousness was gone. To come out of blackness and nationalism that now and embrace the human concerns of all people. The new bird was glorious. He took to the wind with golden feathers. And he flew all through the air, telling the world that we are not small. We are as big as humanity. We don't want the old philosophy. His room is not big enough for us. And the bird took to the air and flew all over the world with that message. And the bird got hungry and thirsty. Flying so long. And it decided it wouldn't take a nosedive, but it would plan its strategy of lighting back on Earth. And it looked back on Earth and it told the community, we got to come out of this 1, 2, 3 stage development and get into the dimensions of the world. Now you tell me that's not a sign of divine providence? Why, if a Jew had that happening in his history, he would take that page out and frame it in gold. But you simple-minded donkey, you look at the most glorious page in your history being presented to you, and you act like people who see looking at a ghost. What does the scripture say? Can any good thing come out of what that place? No. Someplace. And the reply is, come and see. So you are like that situation in the Bible. For so long, you have been thinking that it's impossible for anything really significant on a power level to come from your own lot. And when it happens, you don't believe it. But the scripture says, they ask, and it's good things come out of Nineveh. And believe me, this is Nineveh, prophetically Nineveh. Prophetically Nineveh. Now, how do you put this together? But Nineveh fits this place better than Babylon. Because Babylon was destroyed. Nineveh was bad. And there was a voice in Nineveh saying, God, you have disgraced me. God, you have disappointed me. Why is it you are saving these people and you told me they were going to be destroyed? But Babylon was destroyed. And God said, no, God, actually, God didn't fully answer him. According to the scriptures of the Bible, he didn't fully answer. But what he said without answering, what he intimated, was that, suggested, or hinted, was that you are so wrapped up in your own problem that you can't see that Nineveh is repenting. Now, why should I come in now? Why don't you look at yourself? I commissioned you a long time ago. And you were out on the seas of comfort with the cargo of material goods and the gamblers. And I had to put your tail in bad ways before you got frightened enough to come and tell Nineveh my message. And now that Nineveh heard my message, and please, I don't waste time like that anymore. Now that you have heard my message, he gave me the Bible for me to look up the references. I say I don't waste time like that anymore. If you want to look it up, you look it up. I got better things to do. Yes. So, the suggestion seems to say that God was saying to Jonah that you should look at your own fault. I missioned you to go to Nineveh, but you ran to your own safety, and you got on the boat with the rest of people and the gamblers, and went out and plotted the waters of the spiritually blind. And when the waters got upset and overturned your apple cart, you screamed out to me for rescue. And it was only under that fear that you go to Nineveh and give my message. And now that you have been given my message, the people of Nineveh are changing their hearts. But because you have put yourself on the spot by saying, God say you will be destroyed, you now want me to come and destroy them to save your faith. So God say, let a small cord grow over your head to give you some shade from your misery. And let him understand the bank. See, he couldn't go into the city where the main arteries of life were. He had to stand on the sandy bank with a small gourd growing over his head to give him a little shade from the heat of the sun. Buddy, 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 if you understood it. Now, if that ain't far talk, if that Jonah on the beach with that small gourd over his head ain't far talk in his companions, and all John Muhammad in Detroit, and all the rest, if that Jonah on the beach with the sun beaming down on his head as bright as noonday, and he doesn't have an umbrella, out of mercy, God let a small gourd grow up and give him a little shade from the heat. Heeded the word. I saw the direction. I didn't accept to get on the ship with the gamblers and the rich. and plowed the waters of the spiritually confused poor. Jonah went that way. I told Nineveh, let's get it together. So now my movement has become the main artery of a great nation that would have been destroyed had it not been for this movement. Oh, yes. Jonah didn't save it. No, Jonah didn't save it. Because he was really himself antagonistic. Antagonistic. How can an antagonistic spirit provoke spirits to unity and cooperation? He represented an antagonistic spirit. All he wanted to do was rub it into the nose of the people. God is going to star you for your wicked ways. But I came along with Sal. I said, look, you've been hit in the face too much. Here's something to cool your sores. Now, let me tell you about your filthy self and let us all get together. Yes. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, I could stand up here and talk to you for the next 10 hours. And show you step by step that the end of the good things point to you. And your victory and your goodness is represented in me. Undeniable, 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 undeniable. So what are you going to do? Are you going to still bickering? Going to keep up your stupid arguments? Are you going to keep on playing the game of deception with me? Looking at me like you're something one thing and then going out being another? If you keep up your game, you're going to be a terrible loser. Terrible loser. I believe Allah will soon give us a victory that will make us all very, very happy. Oh, yes. I believe that Allah is going to reach the good people and bring their support to this effort. Oh, yes. I believe it's going to come sooner than we think. Oh, yes. In fact, I already see signs that many people that have ignored us are now trying to reassess, trying to look at their attitudes again. They are making second judgments. And inshallah, their second thoughts will bring them to support this great program of universal uplift for the people. Yes. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a man with a man that envisioned or dreamed seeing himself as a David for his people. He had that kind of vision or dream before he met Farad, W.D. Farad. And he's often told us that when he received the teachings of W.D. Farad, he knew what his mission was. Simply because he had a longing in himself all the time to enact the life of a David. What was David's role? David was an underdog, so to speak, because he came from a small people
and he was a young and small person. As all of Elijah Muhammad often repeatedly referred to his organization as the baby nation of Islam. But look, a man who accepted that he and his people were small, he called baby. At the same time, was performing a courageous task. A courageous task. He was single-handedly striking death blows at the arrogance of white world society. Single-handedly hurling death blows against the arrogance of Caucasian society, Caucasian world society. Yes. And now look, dear people, his son inherited from him a community of robots. I'm not saying this to criticize, because one time I was one of the robots. I didn't question all of Elijah Muhammad. I obeyed him. And even if I thought against what he told me, immediately I would ask for forgiveness. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't have to be present. I could be in the desert of the Sahara. And if I thought something against what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was or represented, my conscience would come up and I would pray for forgiveness. I don't think many of you believe that strongly. A few of us did. And not just family members, many from among the general membership believed just that strong. If we fought against the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, or against what he taught us, we would immediately ask Allah for forgiveness, because we feared his chastisement. Yes. So here's the son. Anyone who wants to leave, it's okay. You won't hurt me at all. I know you got things to do. Some of you got very serious. Dude, go. For real. No kidding. And this is not saying get out. This is saying you're free to go. And we love you very much. We hope to see you next time. Look. Here it is, his son. Not his grandson. Not three or four generations after him. His son who lived with him, who preached with him in his defense, who preached as a minister in Philadelphia for 3 years in his defense, who left people, when I went to jail, I left people in Philadelphia who would die for the honor of Elijah Muhammad without any question asked. That's my record. When I went to jail to serve the term for refusing to go to Elgin, the draft violation, selective service violation, pardon me, I left people in Philadelphia, a community that had grown from about 100 or a little better to better than 500 people, attendance that grew from about average of 40 people when I inherited, to an average of 400 or 500 people. Yes. Within a span of less than 3 years, that was done. By who? By Imam? No. By Minister Wallace G. Muhammad. I had my own mental and moral attitude then. But no one can say that I betrayed Donald Elijah Muhammad. The proof is in the book. When I left a temple there, called temple in those days, of people, I repeat, that would die physically for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The strength that I left there enabled Jeremiah Shabbat to get the great reputation he got. He came in on that foundation I left, and he built a powerful membership there over the period of years that he worked. And because those people were so strong in their dedication, He could tell them to do almost anything and they would do it. They were on record for selling the most papers. They sold the most papers. They would defend the community with the greatest courage. And many of them went to jail. Some of them are in jail now because they were misguided by Jeremiah and his society. Many of them are in jail now, but their conduct is also proof that I left a strong faith there in obedience to the laws of the nation of Islam and especially dedication to the leadership. Oh, yes. When I came against my father, it was not out of self-concern. It was not to exalt myself. I thought I was exalted in following the Holy Elijah Muhammad. That's how I thought I was exalted. My dignity was in obeying him and supporting him. I didn't come out for any prestige or any honor to myself when I attacked him. I came out only in defense of my conscience. The conscience that said it is wrong and it must be corrected. That's all. And for doing that, look what has happened. Here, the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has inherited the followers of that man who were told by him that he was the messenger of God. And now his son has told you, no, he's not the messenger of God. And you're with his son. You who knock people down for saying that he wasn't the messenger. Now will knock people down for saying I'm not the imam. If that's not divine working, tell me what is. It's too big a question for psychology. It's too big for social phenomena. It can only be answered in divine providence. Yes. And here the Christians are with the Bible. And the Christian Belalian preachers have had the Bible for now a century or more. I mean freedom with the Bible. And they haven't produced one Bible scholar to unlock its mystery. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad produced a son in less than 50 years to unlock the mysteries of Farah's teaching. That really make the Bible mysteries look petty. Yes, and now his son has inherited the life of both books. And not bragging, I will defend what I'm saying anywhere, anytime. His son now has inherited the light of both books. The light of both books. The preachers have become his students. The imams have become his students. Believe it or not. If you think I'm wrong, bring me someone to challenge me. Now, can't you understand why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had so much courage? It had to come in me. Yes, it had to come to me. God was going to give us responsibility that requires great courage. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was used genetically to pass on his genes of courage and defiance to his son. And now his son stands up with the same courage. And I say, bring the Pope, you little small hymn book reader, bring the Pope. Thank you. their top people and let them look at what I'm doing. And I guarantee you, I won't have to tell them of their own accord. Their head will begin to bow, their back will begin to bend. I won't ask them to do that, but as they see what has come out, and the book says, every knee shall bow. Not by my command, but by the command of truth. Oh, yes. So, dear beloved people, I repeat, keep your things up. Keep laughing at me behind my back while you sink into oblivion and we rise to glory. Don't be fooled and miss the only train that came your way. It's a mercy to the hearts of the believers. Oh, yes. A real mercy and comfort to the hearts of the believers that a successor to the good life of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is bringing reconciliation to this community. If you accept what I say, it's a cool salve for burning scars. It's light for confused minds. It's reunion for the life and reconciliation for the soul. Yes, if you will accept what I'm saying. Not stop working for the good cause. And let us not excuse ourselves from sacrifice. I want to express appreciation to the American Muslim Mission Community and its friends for increased support that we have received here recently. The report, the financial report, reports show a change in attitude for the better. I have never come out to press you for contributions and never will. No, indeed. But I only appeal to your moral intelligence and leave it up to you to drive yourself when driving is needed. Yes. I've looked at the receipts that come into the central fund, the central treasury, the cash, and it's showing a good increase, a good size. I don't think it's because economic conditions are improving. I think it's because the heart is improving. Remember that while Zakat is really the property of the poor, it is something due to the poor. It is also, there's also an obligation on the poor to be charitable. I believe it's the surah in the Quran under the title The Believers, a very appropriate title for this kind of conduct, where we find the mentioning of the poor
who gives.
So they have very small means, but they give. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad have grown into the respect of the people of this world. I'm speaking of the financial people. These are the people of finance and government. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad impressed those people